This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. There will be no new players enshrined to the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. None of the 25 players on this year's ballot reached 75% of the vote required for induction. Terry Pluto is part of the Baseball Writers Association of America that selects Hall of Famers, and he joins me. Terry, first off, how does this process work?
You have to have covered baseball for at least 10 consecutive years. That's how you get a baseball writer's card. There's about 500 people that vote. You know, some of us, frankly, die out or just kind of quit. And then younger baseball writers begin to take over. There are some old grumps like me, and that's what some people would say, who won't vote for Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens, what I call kind of the blatant steroid guys. They just won't do it. Reason I don't do it, steroids do impact your performance. It's a big deal. To me, that takes Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and Sammy Sosa, some of those other guys. I don't vote for them, even though their stats are off the charts. Because Barry Bonds would have made the Hall of Fame without steroids. A good case could have been made for that. Same thing with Clemens. But why do it? You know, that's me.
Well, then you have the pitcher Curt Schilling, who's been on the ballot for 9 years. He's won multiple World Series titles, including two with the Boston Red Sox in 2004 and 2007. But he's such a polarizing figure in terms of his conservative views that he's been very outspoken about, including anti-Muslim, anti-LGBTQ. And that has had a sway in the votes.
Yeah. And he's had some business things that went bad. I mean, look, off the field, it's not real pretty. Nonetheless, Schilling was a big-time pitcher. You know, I don't think whether he likes Donald Trump or he likes a communist candidate or whoever it may be, I don't think it has one impact on helping him be a better pitcher, you know, whereas steroids did. So I've been voting for Schilling from the beginning. You know, he's coming up in his last year in a ballot, and he says he doesn't even want to be on it because I think he's tired of every time the Hall of Fame comes around, what happens is people kind of dig into his background and go through all the stuff there. The interesting one, he's never been on the ballot, is Pete Rose. Rose is the all-time hit king, you know, the most hits ever. Rose also was banned from baseball because he bet on teams when he was managing the Reds. Pete Rose would not be on the ballot as a manager. Pete Rose would be on the ballot as a player. There's nothing that Pete Rose did in a way to, quote-unquote, cheat to make himself a better player or something. And if he were on the ballot as a player, I would vote for him. We never had the chance. But Pete Rose, the player, belongs in the Hall of Fame, and I would vote for him.
So were you surprised that there was no player selected this year?
Yes. Yeah, there isn't somebody here that just jumps off that you have to vote for him. But there are people, like I've been voting for Omar Vizquel and Scott Rowland. They've gotten up to about 50%. And the reason being, I think over the years, defense has been devalued by Hall of Fame voters. Omar, to me, is one of the greatest defensive shortstops ever. Scott Rowland, one of the greatest defensive third baseman ever. But neither one of these guys played a lot of their career in New York or Boston or somewhere where you get noticed. So they have been, I'd say, forgotten. So I keep voting for them. Another guy I voted for this year is Billy Wagner, who's not going to make it. He's a reliever. He's an elite reliever. Relievers, I think, also have been devalued. And Amanda, we've seen now in modern baseball, you know, the whole deal is having a really good bullpen. So that's, you know, those are some of the guys I voted for.
So it's interesting that a player that's on the ballot in year one can kind of move up the ranks and suddenly get in by year 10, their last year of eligibility.
Yeah, well, how about this? It used to be you could be on a ballot for 15 years before you were taken off. And I believe Bert Blyleven, a pitcher of the Indians and Twins and that, and I kept voting for him year after year after year. I believe he made it in year 14. I know he never would have made it if it was 10. I just think it's, you know, it's a flawed system, but you look at, like, the NFL, how they picked the Hall of Fame, you know, Clay Matthews from the Browns just missed it. It's like 40-some people go into a room and talk and come out with a Hall of Fame class. I don't know how they do it. I have no idea. Tony Grossi is a representative from here, but at least here, you know, our ballots are made public. You can figure out who's voting. I print my ballot every year. I haven't posted mine yet, but I will. I wish some of these other people stood behind their votes in some of the other sports.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports. You can see a photo of his Hall of Fame ballot at WKSU.org.